If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a special guest for this half hour, Arianna Huffington, author of Thrive, as well as a lot of other successes that she may not even call successes now anymore, although clearly everyone else would call them. Arianna says we need a third metric for success. Arianna, all of us have, and if I can call you Arianna, I don't know what else to call you. It is the metrics for success are always money and power, and you say we need a new metric, and I want to know how we grade that new metric and how we talk about success in that new world.
Well, first of all, if I can call you Dr. Mike,
absolutely.
I'm delighted to be on your show. I just love what you are doing and how many millions of people you are helping, including me. My sort of wake-up call that led me to this realization that we needed a third metric of success came 8 years ago when I collapsed from exhaustion, sleep deprivation, and burnout, and broke my cheekbone on the way down and cut 4 stitches on my eye. And that was kind of the beginning of my looking at the fact that both I and millions of people around the world are living under the collective delusion that burnout is a necessary price for success. And that success is defined in these very, very narrow terms of money and power. So I felt that the first thing we had to do was redefine what success was and include these 4 pillars that I have of the third metric, the first one being well-being, because I know, of course, you would agree that if we sacrifice our health on the altar of success conventionally defined, nothing is worth it. And yet 75% of healthcare costs, 75% of diseases are stress-related, preventable. You know, 25%, let's say, there's nothing we can do about, but that's an enormous amount that we can control once we redefine what success is and get away from the delusion that burnout is the only way to achieve it.
Now, many people would say, well, even if I sacrifice now, I get the benefits of that money and power later. How do you answer that? Or how does one approach that to say, well, that burnout is the natural result of the seeking of money and power?
Well, first of all, you know, there's nothing wrong with money and power. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that that they're even by themselves, they don't bring happiness, and by themselves, they don't bring what I call in the book thriving, as opposed to simply surviving and succeeding in the conventional sense. But also, I feel it's really important to look at all the new science that you so often write about that makes it clear that in fact sleep, meditation, renewal practices, napping make us better at what they are doing. So contrary to the delusion that that they make us less effective, they make us more effective. And athletes are ahead of the rest of us in incorporating sleep, meditation, etc. in their practice because it makes them better on the field and in the court.
You're absolutely right. One of the questions we got asked is, money and power have some obvious quantitative ways of looking at them and seeing if you're successful. Do you have more money? Do you have more power? And those are relatively quantitative, this questioner asks. And she says, how do you quantitate well-being, wisdom, wonder, and appreciation?
Well, let's start with well-being. I think that is very easily measurable, because we look at what is the price we're paying in terms of our health, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's collapses like mine, many of which are much worse, you know, leading to blood clots like it happened to Hillary Clinton when she collapsed from exhaustion, strokes, you know, a lot of diseases, which of course dramatically affect the quality of our lives. And in corporations now, when they introduce wellness practices and stress reduction practices, they often measure them. Aetna, for example, introduced meditation, yoga, etc. And then Mark Bertolini, CEO, brought in Duke University to measure the impact. And they found a 69-minute a week improvement in productivity and a 7% reduction in healthcare costs. So all these things are measurable. And the same goes with wisdom, because all of us can look back and see times when we're burnt out and sleep deprived when we made bad decisions. I quote Bill Clinton in my book, who said that the most important mistakes I made when I was tired. He did not specify what mistakes, but we can all identify in one way or another.
Now, one of the things you talk about in wisdom is growing up in Athens. And some of the things have changed. So when I talk to students, many of them don't know about the, quote, the classics anymore. And they don't know about many of the steps in well-being anymore. How do we get those back into the schools? Have you thought about
That is such a great question. I was very blessed to have a mother who was self-taught but steeped in the classics. And she kind of brought up my sister and me in seeing them as part of our life, not as theoretical understanding. And she would always tell us, you know, what Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living. Because the more we understand ourselves, the more we know what we value, the richer, in a profound sense, our lives would be. And I feel that at the Huffington Post, for example, we have multiple sections where people can have this conversation and express what works for them and what they what can help them to see their life in that fuller sense.
Now, the other thing that I've noted in schools, that is the follow-up obvious question, is the if you look at those things that have been eliminated, physical activity teachers, music teachers, home economics teachers who taught cooking, a lot of the things that are necessary for well-being have been eliminated from the public schools in order to do the what I would call the harder subjects longer, or maybe more on the harder subjects. How do we get back to, and I just think it's so important, should we just, I mean, there are so many single moms that can't possibly have the time to do this with their children and maybe haven't learned themselves, that I think it's so important to have it in schools. How do we make the point with?
I completely agree, and that's why I feel this is a very short-sighted decision. And anything
when we
can
come
do
back,
Arianna,
I'm going to I'm going to have to interrupt because we've got a hard break. When we come back, we're going to finish the answer to that. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
You want to focus, You need to focus. You need focus, nutritional energy from Action Energy. Focus makes work easy because it helps you stay on topic and focus your mind and energy to get the job done right. With its special blend of green tea, coffee beans, ginseng, caffeine, B12, and other key vitamins and minerals, this energy shot is just what's needed to keep you focused, stay alert and sharp, and make work easy. Now that I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores. Or go to actionenergyae.com and check out Focus. Go to actionenergyae.com for more information. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royson articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heart disease.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at radiomd.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking with Arianna Huffington about her new book, her renew book, I guess, since it's now out in paperback. It's the number one New York Times bestseller called Thrive. In it, she talks about the need for a third metric for success, metric besides money and power. And that is one that has, I guess, four areas: wonder, well-being, what I would
wisdom
call
wisdom and giving.
Wisdom and giving. I keep saying appreciation, and I guess it is a giving is a greater term than just appreciation. Is a much better term.
Appreciation is part of it, right?
That's absolutely. I mean, that's why I keep thinking of it, because I really like that phrase a number of the parts of this. The book is really a story of how you transformed. But one of the things that we got asked, and one of the questions is, how do we transform our schools back to the way they were? You've got two daughters who are now just over the ages of 23 and 25. When they went to school, were they taught how to cook?
They were not taught how to cook at school, but I was very lucky to live with my mother, being very Greek. And my mother, I think, believed that if you didn't eat every 20 minutes, something terrible would happen to you. And she was always in the kitchen. And she taught them how to cook. The talent skipped a generation in my case. but my girls can cook. And, you know, the question that I get the most as I travel around talking about Thrive is, how do we actually change bad habits and introduce new habits, whether it's about cooking or sleeping or any of the things that many of us have done the wrong way for years. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of excited, because I just finished taping an e-course for Oprah.com. And we created this 6-week Thrive course. And every week we are going to be dealing with two steps that can help us move from merely surviving to thriving. And the first week is sleep and meditation. And every week we have a guest teacher. And the guest teacher in the first week is Kobe Bryant. Because as I mentioned earlier, I wanted people to be reminded that athletes are kind of ahead of the rest of us. I mean, Kobe is so inspiring when he talks about the importance of sleep in his life and the importance of meditation and how that makes him a better athlete and a better husband and a better spouse. So anyway, if anybody listening wants to take the course, they can go to opera.com/thrive.
So, and when does that start?
It starts on May 3rd, and it lasts for 6 weeks, and we're having tracking as we change our habits. And I read somewhere that you wrote about how important it is to have a buddy as you are changing things to hold each other accountable. Well, we are creating what we call Thrive Tribe. It could be a Thrive Tribe of one, somebody already in your life or somebody taking the course with you. I introduced my own Thrive Tribe, which is my two daughters and my sister, because I think it makes a big difference, as you said in a piece I read that you wrote, to have that support system as you are bringing changes in your life.
Yes, when we looked at the 60 million people, again thanks to Oprah, who had taken Real Age and had found out what their real age was. It's a free website, realage.com. And then the 18 million, believe it or not, 18 million have repeatedly taken it and have made themselves younger. And when we questioned them, the most important change, there were seven essential deeds they did. Most of them did the seven deeds that changed their life. But the one that was most consistent was they had a buddy, and a specific buddy, who would help them, because they said without that person they're accountable to and they feel responsible to, they didn't continue to change and didn't continue the change in habit. So that is one thing. I'm really happy you're doing it that way. So it is oprah.com/thrive starting May 3rd. And there are two changes a week for, I think you said, 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks, yes. So a total of 12 steps. And we deliberately picked 12 steps, Dr. Mike, because I feel we are addicted to a way of living which is not supportive of our health and our happiness. And so one of the steps, for example, has to do with our relationship with technology, because we've all become kind of addicted to our devices. And as you know, it's affecting everything. It's affecting our ability to disconnect before we go to sleep. I mean, we recommend not charging our devices by our bed, so that when people wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason, go to the bathroom, whatever, they're not going to be tempted to look at their data, which dramatically interferes with their ability to have sustained and deep sleep. Creating kind of digital detoxes, whether it's for a few hours or for a day over the weekend, and basically reevaluating our relationship with technology.
Yeah, I think that's so important. We now are working with Delos Living on a well-building standard, and one of those things is to have nothing in your bedroom you do nothing in your bedroom but sleep and sex. And one of the keys in that is that you have only red lights, that is red wavelengths, so that when you get up at night and have to use the bathroom or anything else when you get up, that you are able to, that it doesn't interfere with your melatonin production. But they believe that the Cleveland Clinic has gone with them to believe that how the building is built, the structure you live in, your environment, is important in facilitating your health and sleep and stress management.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you're doing that. It is so key. And I mean, my bedroom is a device-free zone. And only real books by my bed. So that I don't even read on Kindle or iPad.
Ah, that's great.
In bed.
I hear you. We should thank you. The book is called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, for bringing this incredibly important subject, how to gauge success, how to the metrics for success. Arianna Huffington, and you can go to, I heard, oprah.com/thrive starting May 3rd to take a quickie, if you will, 6-week course, 2 new habits a week, including how to sleep and stress less and manage stress right from the beginning. Thanks very much, Arianna.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Coenzyme Q10 is a potent antioxidant that supports cardiovascular health and is absolutely essential for healthy mitochondrial function. Now, the traditional form of CoQ10, ubiquinone, it's difficult for your body to absorb. But the ubiquinol form, like that in Life Extension's Super Ubiquinol CoQ10, absorbs up to 8 times better. Visit lifeextension.com/energize. Get a 50% discount on Super Ubiquinol CoQ10. Lifeextension.com/energize.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer.